Almost done with that book you're reading and already thinking about what to read next? Nancy Pearl can help you with that. She gives us regular book recommendations here on KUOW. Here she is with Marcy Silman.
Nancy, you have brought in a book that upon first glimpse of this cover, I don't know what it is with me and covers. There's a picture of a woman from the sort of Rembrandt era, and she looks remarkably like Scarlett Johansson in the film version with Colin Firth of Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Yeah, which is, I think, no coincidence, because this is a book that's partially set in Holland in the 17th century. The title is The Last Painting of Sarah DeVos, and it's written by a man named Dominic Smith. And we've talked before about how much I really love it when I read a first novel that I love. But it's equally exciting to me to discover an author that I haven't read, who it turns out that this is his fourth novel. And as soon as I finished this, I decided that I'm going to go get all the other books and see if I like them nearly as much. So there are several things I liked about this book, but basically it's the story of three different people. A young art historian who was born in Australia and then now is living in New York, making somewhat of a living, doing a little bit of curatorial work, but mainly doing art conservation on paintings. The second most important person, or equally important person, is a very wealthy lawyer named Marty de Groot, whose family came from Holland originally and who owns a painting by a woman named Sarah DeVos. And Ellie, who's the young woman from Australia, gets a commission to paint that painting, to create a forgery of that painting.
Wow.
And the original is stolen from the de Groot household and given to Ellie so she can copy it brushstroke for brushstroke. And she's quite young. She's in her early 20s when she takes on this commission. The third character is Sarah DeVos, the painter herself. So we are transported back to Holland in the 17th century.
So is this a heist novel, a historical novel?
That's the fascinating thing. I like novels that you can't quite pigeonhole. And this is a novel that you absolutely cannot pigeonhole, because he's very good, Dominic Smith, very adroit at using the technique of flashbacks. So we spend time in 1957, 1958, which is when the painting is stolen and Ellie does the work of forging a new one. We're then in 2000, when the Sydney Art Museum is going to do an exhibition of Dutch women painters of the 17th century. And then I can't tell you anything else. And then we go back. So it's the 2000s, 1957, and then the 17th century. What I appreciate so much about a book like this is not only that you learn something, but more than that, his writing, even in what I would call his throwaway lines, are so, so wonderful. I would love to see this book get the proper readership that it so wonderfully deserves.
The book is called The Last Painting of Sarah DeVos. Probably the easiest way to find it is by looking for its author, Dominic Smith. Nancy, thank you.
Thank you, Marcy.
The book, again, is The Last Painting of Sarah DeVos by Dominic Smith. And that's Nancy Pearl talking to KUOW's Marcy Silman. You can see all of Nancy's picks at our website, KUOW.org. Search for books.